1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can always check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Kicking it off with Gerald. Hi, Gerald.
I'm calling concerning low back pain and degenerative hip problem. I was wondering if the initial low back pain would have any effect on my hip degenerating. That's basically the question, and if there was any course of action short of operating or replacing my hip I could do with dietary changes and, of course, supplements.
Well, lifestyle is the key, and, you know, again, when you start having hip issues, the back is always involved because you got to look at the spine. And of course, it moves and it's multidimensional, but the spine itself, if the tailbone is out of position, if the hips are out of position, then it's going to, or it can put the hip joint in a compromise, and there can be wear and tear on the hip that is unnecessary. There could be, of course, malpositioning or mispositioning in the lower part of the spine that can cause some nerve issues up and around the hip. So, yeah, I mean, all kind of goes hand in hand together. Someone that can comprehensively look at the spine and work in the joints, I know orthopedics are great. Another option, if you're looking for more of an alternative way of doing things, you would want to look at osteopathic physicians, which are DOs, and then chiropractic physicians as well. They both could serve you very well, but you might want to go get some opinions. If you're facing surgery, that's the time to get multiple opinions and have people really diving in with people to figure out what they would suggest. That way you can make a good decision and, you know, come up with a good game plan. But, yeah, to answer your question, dietary recommendations and nutritional supplements and all that, they can help and they can play a big role. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not just about managing the pain or anything like that. You want to get to the root of why it's going on and cut down inflammation throughout the body. That is when you get on the pathway to winning. And it's one of those streets that once you get on, you create the snowball, then it works very well. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And don't forget all your emails and all. We do get them. You want to shoot me one, I can answer in private. I will. And also, if you want it to be a part of the show, just let us know that. Alternative therapies, they're saying now, are lowering blood pressure. High blood pressure could be just a hand grip away, they say, from being a problem of the past. American Heart Association scientific statement reviewed alternative therapies for hypertension. In the extensive review of 1,000 hypertension studies published from 2006 to 2011, the hand grip exercises and moderate aerobics were found to significantly reduce high blood pressure, even when the amount of medication was varied. So after 4 weeks of isometric hand grip exercises, patients in one study reported a 10% drop in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure. That's the upper and the lower numbers. Participants in the aerobic-based studies benefited from an overall average reduction in blood pressure levels that ranged from 5.2 to 11.0. So researchers also found that meditation and strength training provided patients with moderate decreases in blood pressure. And also, alternative therapies, they say, offer viable options in place of antihypertension drugs now, people in stage 1, hypertension, Or if you're in stage 2, 160 over 100 to 180 over 110, the researchers recommend a doctor's assessment before you run to the nearest gym. Stage 2 patients should be careful when pressure levels can be or pose as a cardiovascular risk. There is a small risk of adverse events with cardiovascular activity. The most common risk is musculoskeletal injury, so you got to keep an eye on that. University of Kentucky physician Allison Bailey said that exercise and the benefits of it far outweigh any risk. I totally agree with that. So are there alternatives to the alternatives, they say? People are hoping to avoid exercise, and that's one thing I always get. Avoiding the exercise is always interesting to me. But researchers found that yoga, acupuncture, and relaxation techniques might offer some help, mostly through stress relief, but studies showed only a modest benefit for lowering blood pressure. They also determined that many of the studies had serious limitations that came into question. Most alternative approaches reduce the systolic blood pressure only, and the diastolic, of course, is not touched as much. Robert Brock, who's a physician, in a press release said, so alternative approaches can be added to a treatment regimen after patients discuss their goals with their doctor. And they said diet is a very important part of lifestyle modification, explained Bailey. A diet that is low in sodium or salt and high in fruit and vegetables and whole grains have been shown to be very effective at lowering blood pressure. Don't worry if you're not perfect at following this advice. Everyone makes exceptions. It's true. Eat 3 meals a week. Do whatever you want. That is a great rule of thumb when it comes to your overall health. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your heart is obviously important, but it's your overall body chemistry that plays a big role. That is a real key. And you do that with nutritional deficiencies, making sure you don't have them. You can get blood testing done on a regular basis. You can get genetic nutrition profiling done on a regular basis, too. That's one of the new hot things coming out, is to know exactly what your genetics are, the blueprint for it, and how to build a solid nutritional plan around that. So it'll be interesting, literally, in the next decade. I'll be interested to see all the things that come down the pipeline, because it can make a huge, huge difference. Our bodies are amazing, and they can change, but we have to be willing to change with them and make a difference all the way around. If you're struggling with your health, go to our website, healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com, a great network of people that believe the same way we do around the country. You can find that information there. And, of course, don't forget, you can call our office at any time during the normal business hours, and we can help you go to the next level with your health and your life. We got Stephen in Oklahoma, wants to know a little bit about low energy. Now, here you talk about the adrenal glands and the thyroid glands. What's the difference between the two, and how does it affect my energy levels? Well, it's a great question. Both can affect your energy. If the thyroid, which is a key regulator for the metabolism, if it gets low in function or high in function, hyper, hypo, can cause your energy levels to drop. The adrenals are these little glands on top of the kidneys. They can do the same as far as robbing you of energy. If they get worn out, tired, you don't get the right nutrition, the adrenal glands, the body's stress glands, can get tired and really put you in a tough spot. But you can support these two glands in great ways. And one of the main things is diet. Iodine is a great little test to do with your physician to see what that is for the thyroid. And then also vitamin C and vitamin B5 are good tests to look at for the adrenals. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Kick it off and go with June. Hey, June, welcome to the show.
I am 42 and beginning to have issues that I believe are hormonally based. I just went to the doctor and had some tests run. But I'm more interested to know about DHEA and how it helps create testosterone.
It's a big component, big part of the pathway for testosterone. Matter of fact, a lot of times doctors, which, you know, again, some look for it, some don't. I think it's a big piece of the puzzle. The DHEA, it's part of the testosterone pathway, but it's a bigger piece in the adrenal glands. The adrenals dealing with DHEA and cortisol levels, that's the bigger piece that you want to be concerned about, because when cortisol levels are too high, then it creates a host of issues in the body. For example, when your cortisol is high, you can't sleep. And it's what keeps a lot of people up at night, where they can't wind down, they can't go to sleep. So that becomes a big of an issue. And lower DHEA levels sometimes can lead to higher cortisol levels. So managing your DHEA is very important. It's a potent anti-aging hormone, almost like human growth hormone. So a lot of those are really important. You can manage DHEA levels through a lot of your foods, getting plenty of lean quality proteins, healthy fats. Now, the supplementation with them can be very good, too. You'll want to get with someone that can kind of carry you through that. But supplementation with DHEA can be helpful. A lot of pharmacies now are compounding it, putting it into a cream or a pellet, and even to a little dissolvable tablet, that can be quite helpful. So that might be something you want to look into. But, yeah, I mean, the DHEA is critical as far as overall vitality, and it can deplete rapidly. So you have to have a game plan to be able to increase it and keep it at its peak levels throughout life. And, of course, don't forget stress is a big one, too. Higher levels of stress put on someone can make a big difference in these areas. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Let's go over to Hank now. Hi, Hank.
For about 4 to 6 years, I've been going to physician after physician because I've been having chronic pain and somewhat swelling in my wrist, my joint, my neck. Where I'm having to take, pain medication on a daily basis to get by. And the last diagnosis that I've received is lupus for one. And then I went to another physician, and they said it wasn't lupus at all. They said that it was reactive arthritis. So I keep getting different diagnoses, and I really don't know what to do. At the time, I'm on methotrexate. This medication for lupus, and I just don't really know what I'm doing.
Well, and that's, I get it. So if your doctors haven't explained it that much, and you really don't know where you are with it, that's, I would go seek it out. I mean, like, literally, I would go ask them and just press them to get some good answers on what best to do. Now, that's one thing to do, okay? With lupus being more of an autoimmune condition, and remember, the body's attacking itself, and it doesn't mean it's doing it all the time. It can be dormant and not doing it at all. But one thing about lupus is that if you can figure out the T1 or the T2 pathway, which is the two different arms of the immune system that can be overactive or underactive, then you can't stop it. Okay, so you can't just eliminate it. When you have an autoimmune condition and the genetic light switch has been turned on, you can't turn it back off. But you can put a dimmer switch on it, and you can get that thing to dim all the way down, and that becomes a huge piece of keeping it where it's not so open, and it's not so, critical as far as affecting you in a negative way. And that's one thing you want to be a little bit leery of. But lupus, for the most part, you can get this done and do a lot of dietary things, really, avoiding stress, eating the right kind of foods, exercising the right way, of course, getting plenty of water, stress management. All those are big keys to the overall equation, but you can make a difference there. And with lifestyle, for the most part, you can make a really strong difference as well. So that's something just to keep in mind. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. www.thefoodbank.com. We'll be glad to take your call as part of the show. Don't forget, you can always catch us during the day, too, during our normal business hours. Just call the website. Too much sitting, they're saying, may lower the odds of colon cancer survival. So are you sitting a lot? Is that what you do for work? Sit behind the desk all day long? Yeah, it's kind of affects you a little bit. They see people diagnosed with colorectal cancer who spend a lot of time sitting in their leisure are going to have a higher risk of dying. American Cancer Society said people who are physically active have a better chance of surviving than those who are not. And then I know that's kind of a given, but it's interesting to see some of the data that said exercise improves cardiovascular and muscle fitness, lowers blood pressure and cholesterol, and improves blood sugar. Campbell noted that some of these factors would lead quite clearly to better tolerance for getting through surgery and other treatments. The Campbell said the connection between sitting and dying isn't well understood, but the sitting time is a little bit more speculative. Campbell said, we do not understand that sitting for long periods can lead to worse insulin and glucose profiles. These worse insulin and glucose profiles can feed tumor growth and increase the risk of occurrence and death. Not a good thing. Go to the web. You can find out more information from this article. Just go to healthcoachradio.com. But they're telling just about the new results and how they can be replicated, and also how cancer can be formed by excessive sitting. Did you ever think excessive sitting? It's kind of like get off your butt and get moving. That's what they're saying in this article. And really, that's what we're all saying. It's like move your butt. No buts about it. Move it. Make it happen. Just get up every day and move it. Eat less. Eat higher quality food. Move your butt. Go make it happen. Have some goals. Drink more water. Get at least 6 hours of sleep a night. Forgive everybody else. And that's it. Let's call it a day. It's that simple. But you know what? That's like 10% to 20% of the knowledge. The reason I'm here is because behavior is 80%, and that's where we all struggle. Be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item, In fact, I haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm going to go to Larry now. Hi, Larry.
Hi, doctor. Yes, I was wanting to know...
Good to talk with you.
I was wanting to know... thank you for giving me such information. You're definitely the Prince of Peace is a savior for me, you know, through your guidance for the health of and the wealth of my body and, you know, my well-being. But I wanted to know...
Thanks, Larry. What's going on?
I've got a low vitamin D level, and it's at 31, and I know that's in the range, but it shouldn't be that low. And I've been taking a vitamin D3 liquid by, I think it's Trace Minerals in Utah. And I'm not sure if I've got the right kind, the bioidentical, because it doesn't say anything about that on the packaging. But I know the best way to get to vitamin D is through just sunning yourself and your dark leafy vegetables. But I wanted to know, what do you think? I know you say that the ranges for certain things aren't always right, and I know that I'm in the range, but I'm just barely in the range by, you know, 1 point.
Yeah, I mean, the low level, that's a low level of vitamin D. When you're down in the 30 range, you definitely want to get it up into about the 70 to 90 range. That's the range that most doctors and the research say does very well. Now, again, there's also the flexibility for a doctor to not worry about it. If it's in the range, they just say, okay, it's in the range. You're a little bit low, take some supplements, and we'll see you later. But, you know, to follow up with that, get some blood work done in another 2 to 3 months or so is a wise thing to do, in my opinion, just because you can actually see what the levels have changed to. So, for example, if it was 31, then you started supplementing with vitamin D, eating better foods and all that, and then a couple months later it went up to 70, then you won the battle. And you can manage the fact that the body's changing, but you're helping create the change. And that's one thing you want to do, because the vitamin D, you know, it has so many critical avenues in the body that it works with. So making sure that we get everything it needs is really, really important. So great question. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. And don't forget, our wellness providers are available. We've got a great team that's growing every single day. Check out mywellnessproviders.com. You can shoot us an email, shoot our team members, and they'll find someone in your area. But again, it's about building a team that believes the same way we do. We're going to Daniel now. Hi, Daniel.
I've got some liver questions. Day in one night that if organs were swelling, that meant that they were short something. Well, I got a liver that's swelling, and I'm wondering what it's short.
What I would do, I mean, if your liver... if you're having issues like that, you definitely want to go to your physician and have them check it out. I mean, they can do several tests on it and figure out exactly what it is. And that's the first step because, you know, again, with the liver, do not want to mess with it at all. Anything going on or even think it might be going on in that level, you got to be very, very careful. So just as a rule of thumb, make sure to go get all the testing done. Don't listen to guys on the radio or watch, you know, some of the docs on TV and just formulate your own conclusion. You want to have someone actually take a look at it and go through it with you. That's the key. So first and foremost, what you want to look at. Now, the lab values can make a difference in understanding them. Of course, your different liver enzymes can play a role. But again, working on a good non-inflammatory diet, like an anti-inflammatory diet, and all that information I've got at my website, healthcoachradio.com. A lot of free resources there you can go check out as well. But yeah, I mean, that's the key. And so supporting the liver comes from by supporting the body and the internal structure of the body first by the foods you're putting in and the lifestyle choices that you're making. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. We're going to go to Claire now. Hi, Claire.
I'm calling with the problems that I have. With the burning on top of my head, I've never found anybody that said they actually have burning across the top of their head, and the back of my neck burns real bad. And it just bothers me, and I don't know if I need to get a CAT scan or what my problem is. And I just want to see if you could give me some help on it. And I also have trochanteria bursitis in my hips. It's absolutely horrible. So on those two things, I need a little bit of help on what to do.
Yeah, I mean, the burning of the skin and kind of going up around the scalp area, that's pretty simple. Probably some sensory nerves that are being irritated or whatever. I would have someone look at that from a non-surgical approach. Osteopath, chiropractic physician, either one can take a peek at it and look at that. And it could be nutritional. Related to, so you might want to have someone that's really steeped in nutrition quite well to take a look at it and figure out if there's a deficiency that might be going on. So you want to kind of tackle that from multiple angles, and that will typically give you the best result. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. It's a key. So remember, your lifestyle choices determine everything. And if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, guess what? Of course, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. Here's some symptoms, guys, that we shouldn't ignore. Now, I'm a guy just like you, okay? And we are, and this is including me, I'm putting myself in this category. Yes, I preach this. Do I struggle with living with it? Yes. We're stubborn. Okay? We're absolutely stubborn. We get health, you know, symptoms going on. Most women will go straight to the doctor. Guys, we'll wait 5 years and sit back and be like, you know, well, I had this thing growing on my leg and, you know, it's the size of a pencil eraser and now it's the size of a grapefruit. You think I need to go to the doctor? I mean, really? So we get to a place where it really gets that bad. But we're all like that, guys. Every one of you. Right here. I mean, it is what it is. So I'm going to list some things that you should not ignore. So if these things happen and they linger, you need to go to your doctor. Just don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Go straight to the doctor to figure out what's going on. Chest pain's number one. It always can be associated with a heart attack. Might be nothing. Might be angina, which is like a spasm of the heart muscle. But it could be a lung condition as well. Could be acid reflux or stomach ulcer. But you need to go see your doctor so they can figure that out. Bloody urine's another one. Blood in the urine can cause a big area of concern because it could be obviously a symptom of prostate cancer or an enlarged prostate. It could also be cancer or stones in your bladder or kidney. So you start getting those kind of signs, not a good thing. Get to your doctor immediately. Shortness of breath, that's a big one. It's another symptom that could be leaning towards something in men's health, COPD, which is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Could also have bronchitis, emphysema, asthma, pulmonary hypertension, and a host of others. So be careful with that. Shortness of breath can also be associated with anemia, by the way. If you're low in iron or B12, that can be a culprit. Hair loss, big concern for middle-aged guys, but men recovering from major surgery or illness may temporarily lose their hair as men under severe emotional stress. While it's a natural part of aging, hair loss can also serve as a warning for more serious health condition, such as autoimmune disease like lupus, infectious disease like syphilis, thyroid disease, and ringworm. So those are a big one. Now, another one is erectile dysfunction, ED. 70% of cases of erectile dysfunction are caused by another condition, making it a warning sign. Diseases that can cause ED are diabetes, heart disease, atherosclerosis, kidney disease, neurological disease, chronic alcoholism, multiple sclerosis, as we discussed, and vascular disease. So all of these conditions can affect a guy's ability in that department. So a couple of things to think about. Fatigue is another one. If you have ongoing fatigue that just doesn't go away, that usually stress is a big one, physical exertion, lack of sleep. However, fatigue can also be a symptom of a more serious physical or psychological health condition. Illnesses linked to fatigue include cancer, congestive heart failure, diabetes, arthritis, infections, kidney and liver disease. Can also be a part of things like anemia and depression. So there's a lot that has to be ruled out when you're dealing with fatigue. Dizziness is another one. So if you feel lightheaded and can become a little unsteady, usually it can come along with things like the flu, which is more of an acute infection, allergies, or hypoglycemia. It can also lead to things like heart disease. Now, excessive thirst is a big one, too. Even if you drink lots of water and you stay thirsty, you could be headed down the pipeline of diabetes and hypoglycemia. And an excess of thirst also is an indication of possible bleeding internally. So make sure to get to a doctor if any of that happens. Memory loss is another one. More than just forgetting where you put your keys, it literally is a true happening. And things like Alzheimer's, dementia, brain tumors, stroke, encephalitis, depression, they can all be brought along by vitamin deficiencies. But they can be some of the easiest corrected. So make sure that when you check with your physician that you got the right info on that. Little kelp for you guys, tips to go to the next level. Be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355, or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to Donna now. Hi, Donna.
My health issue is heartburn, digestive distress, possibly a hiatal hernia. That's about it.
Okay. Well, with any type of digestive-related issues, you want to look at a couple things. One, your body's not breaking the proteins down that it needs to. And a lot of times we lose hydrochloric acid, believe it or not, as we age. And so using a certain combination of formulas, you can get supplements that stimulate hydrochloric acid production in the body. You go to your local health food store, check it out. That can be really beneficial. The other thing is cutting out certain foods from the diet. Dairy products tend to be a big culprit, but more for a short term. The body can reset and you can do, you know, introduce it back in later. The same with grains on this. Breads, pastas, cereals, you know, that kind of thing. It's really important to make sure your digestion is at its peak level. And don't let everyone ever tell you, well, it's just old age and things don't work like they used to. No, that's not true. Actually, the body can work just like it used to in a lot of different ways. So looking into some of that, also proteolytic enzymes, these are ones you take around your meal. They can be quite helpful as well. But, you know, the standard way of looking at like a reflux situation or heartburn, pretty simple. But these are some of the more natural methods, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Give me a call right now. We'll make it part of the show. Going to Steve now. Hi, Steve.
I have issues with type 2 diabetes, respiratory issues such as bronchitis and asthma, and I'm chronically coughing up a lot of phlegm, and I wanted to know what could I do right now to help in those areas.
Well, I'm assuming, well, they go hand in hand. One thing, when you cough up a lot of phlegm and have more of a productive cough, the main thing you want to look at in that is, okay, is it viral or bacterial? Is it yeast or fungal? What's the culprit and why is my body acting in this way? And you can get some, you know, pretty basic tests done by your physician that can check it out. But also change around your diet and start playing around with maybe eating more, a little bit heavier on the proteins and less on the starchy carbohydrates and those sorts of things. That can help, because when you have inflammation in the digestive tract, it goes everywhere else in the body. So, again, it shows itself in different areas in different ways, but that typically can be a pretty tough issue. But I would do that and keep up with someone, but have them check on you. And also the anti-inflammatory diet that I talk about, getting those lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbs in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats. Doing that on a regular basis can help quite a bit. And if you can exercise, push through this, as long as there's no major medical condition, they're saying, but to go ahead and exercise during this time would be greatly beneficial. Of course, it can increase areas within capacity, lung capacity, all the way around. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. We'll be glad to take your calls as part of the show, and we can answer in private if we need. Let's go to James now. Hey, James.
My wife has cyclic vomiting syndrome. I wonder if you could maybe give us some information on this.
You know, the vomiting, I guess you've already gone to your physician, done Phenergan and some of the basics. If it's not really working, then, you know, again, there's some other things. Ginger root works very, very well. You can boil that into a tea, or you can actually eat it, or they have it in a crushed extract form in the pills. So whatever you prefer, that is really, really good. And also olive leaf extract probably makes you want to throw up thinking about it. But actually, it's really good and supports the body like that in a great way. So those are a couple that can really, really help in the middle of that. The chronic vomiting and all is just not fun for anybody. And to get her feeling better is definitely going to be an absolute key. They say risky chicken and burgers. How contaminated is your meat? Well, meat and poultry can become contaminated in a number of ways. Animals naturally carry bacteria that are not harmful to humans. Or they're not harmful to animals, rather, but harmful to humans. Sarah Klein, who is a physician at the Federal Safety Program for Foods, said that one such contamination can occur in which live animals carry bacteria from the farm or the slaughtering facility in their feathers, and it gets transferred. Well, some of the meat safety tips, here they are. Klein noted in this article that consumers may be surprised to see steak listed as a high risk. Well, as it's normally made from the choicest cuts of meat. However, food safety perspective experts say that steak may be similar to its risk in ground beef if it's been tenderized. So, interestingly enough, when you're looking at food safety, you have to be careful because contamination of the meat from the wrong kind of bacteria, many people, CDC says, have been afflicted with it and not done very well at all. So, something to think about. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You put another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Remember, the body, it can get sick, but it can also get well. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Change the way you think, and you'll change the way you live. That's what this show is all about. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, the great physician has the prescription for your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.